Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Who this crazy bitch is.
Awesome.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, okay, great. So we don't get a cold open that Vanessa likes.
Vanessa likes that.
Right. Welcome to Mamas and Merlot, our second live episode that we're recording from AV on National Tabletop Game. I am Stephanie. With me is Christy.
Hello.
And Missy.
Hello.
And we'll be joined in a few minutes by Q, who is doing her her hosting duties. Vanessa had to go home. This is the post-kids session of National Tabletop Game. Tabletop Game Day. I don't know.
You've had a couple drinks?
I've had a long day. It's been a long day. It's been a super long day. Q!
She's coming.
She ignored me.
So we've been here
all fucking day.
Yeah.
I mean, I left for a little bit, but I came back.
Yeah, we left to take the kids home and like give them to grandparents. And
yes, sadly, Vanessa did not have that option.
Vanessa didn't have the option, so she had to
I went
stay.
To Yogurtland, and then I came back.
You went to Yogurtland? What the fuck is Yogurtland?
What are you doing?
I was a little bit tight.
There
we go.
That's
always a good thing. That's a good thing, right? Only good things can happen when I recorded AV and I'm drinking wine.
I would
wine.
Hope I'm still a little bit tight. Ooh, that just sounded really bad. I regretted it. I regretted saying it just as it was coming out of my mouth.
That's what she said.
That
didn't work. We are drinking a California Roots Red Blend, which I'm pretty sure we've had before.
But who gives a fuck? So it's Target wine.
It's a $5 Target wine. And you
I don't typically like red wine, and this is yummy.
Blends are usually softer, so they're not
so
bad.
Yeah, I can do.
Cheers.
I've gotten Jeff into more blends and stuff like that.
Mm. They
and
drank.
I already spilled on myself, so cool.
Sorry, that's I had fun. To stop to take a sip.
No, that's okay. So, do you want to wait for Q so we can tell?
Nah.
Q!
Q, are you coming?
Q!
Stop yelling.
Okay.
Stop yelling.
So we'll just start with
it's been a fun day, and we've just kind of been hanging out. We cut Q a cake because her birthday is in like 3 days.
Yeah, it's on.
It's on the first.
The first, yeah. I was going to say it's on Tuesday, but
it
when this
Tuesday.
Finally comes out, they won't
it'll
know what Tuesday
yesterday.
Is.
No, it'll be like a week from now.
It'll be her birthday a long time ago.
It'll be in the past.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're talking to the future?
Yeah.
We are talking,
we're talking
to the future.
Future listeners.
Okay, cool.
So
but any cool stories we should talk about?
Well, let's see. How was today? So we
the
brought...
The kids were super excited to hang out. They haven't hung out all four of them together in a long time.
And it was kind of crazy, like that first initial arrival of everybody together. Like as any parent knows... You get to a party, you get to an event, and it's fucking chaos for like a good 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
While you get your bearings. Then after that, we were pretty cool because every kid found their thing. Like they found what they wanted to do. They found what they wanted to hang out.
Sophie was hustling me at Candyland like hard. hardcore.
Did you lose to Sofa finally?
Like seven times
she,
in a row.
Yeah, because she didn't let me shell out the cards. And then she would do it. So she'll give me like a single jump. And then she'd search for the lollipop or the ice cream. And then spontaneously ended up getting that card whenever it was her turn. She hustled me.
You got, yeah, you
but
got,
I let her though because I'm obsessed with all your kids. Six. Also, well, yeah, there's that too.
We've also discovered that Q and Missy are like the best babysitters.
Yeah, they really are.
Like,
I love your kids.
We got to like hang out and not worry about our kids for like a couple hours.
And this venue, for anybody that hasn't been here, it's basically it's a warehouse space, but there's like a stage and then there's one exit.
Yeah.
And there's somebody there.
You left, but the kids found the props. And we had a full-on, like, Game of Thrones sword fight spectacular.
Sophie killed Ollie, like, three times.
Yeah.
As you should to your sibling.
Oliver, like, accidentally.
Oh, here comes trouble. Yeah. Kenny said to check your levels.
Yeah, I see it. Okay. I'm loud. No matter where my levels are, it's going to be loud.
That's fine.
You're at an 11?
Yeah, I should be.
That's fine.
Almost.
We're talking about how the kids had
a Game of Thrones episode on stage.
Oh, yeah. They were... Thrones literally fell off of heads and flew into the side of the stage. Some fell over the stage and
was
died.
He pretend died.
He okay,
pretend died and then told Q that he had a pain in his side.
Yeah, so he could stop.
There
so
may like, be a homeowner's claim being placed on your business.
Like, yes.
Just going to put it out there.
He commits maybe to the moment. I like that. He's a method actor.
You'll get the notice in the mail.
But the most beautiful thing is when he was playing dead, he was in that like...
Yes!
Like, position of like paint me like your French girl, right?
He was just like that,
and kind of with his hand, like, yeah, I'm kind of hitting you with this stick, but I don't really care. It's really comfortable down here.
Of course, they're talking about my son Lincoln. Yeah. They're not talking.
It's basically, do it look good?
Yeah,
I'm gonna die in the next act, but I'm gonna go out good.
Yeah,
and I got Nate to do like 5 seconds of a zombie dance.
Yes, he did,
and then he ran for it.
Bitch, don't put me on the spot, okay?
You almost have to pretend like it wasn't happening.
Yeah,
and then because if it was, he was like, and I'm gone. I'm out.
I love him. I love all your kids.
Cute.
They're all adorable.
Yes, I do. I love all of your kids.
Well, they were complimenting us because they're saying that you and I are such great babysitters. And I'm like, yeah, because I give them back. So, like, there's no pressure.
So, like, it's like, here, I'm done.
There's no pressure.
And I think it also has to do with the fact that, like, well, one, I'm a really big kid. So it just immediately, like, I'm already at your level. But we're also not drained throughout the day of being a parent.
Correct.
Like, by the time you're here at 4 o'clock, you've been up since 5, playing every song, every game, and trying to get them dressed and trying to do that. We came in fresh. We were like, we want to play everything with you. Let's do it. You're like, oh my God, thank God. Yes.
that's what we were saying is that, like, Vanessa, Christy, and I got to sit at the table and just, like, do nothing.
It was let me explain to you how well cared for my child was, that my mother was here with us.
Yes.
And at one point my mother told me, don't worry about it, he's over there with her.
Oh, even she was calm.
My mother, when we were up here at one point, Nate, because we tried, and you may hear the chaos review the tape on that one, when we tried to record with the kids,
right?
They were all on stage, and at one point Nate just like took off. He's like, I'm done with this, and he walked off stage, and my mom was sitting up on stage with us, and I'm like looking out to where he is. She goes, don't worry, he's over there, like, don't worry about it. My mother, who is like super like,
and
where's the child?
We were to get me and Kim with the kids.
One of you were down there, and like Nate ran out to like where
I'm
you guys were,
you, man.
we're good, we're so good.
Yeah, and my mom's the type that like, she's like, you know, where's your child? Like, she's a where's your child person. And also, again, one exit.
Yes, there's only one exit. So it's a lot easier to track. You're like, and there's somebody at the exit. So if a little child tried to bolt, that person would be like, no.
I'm pretty sure Tiff would be like, no.
Yeah.
No. No.
You need to sit. Somebody come get this.
This is better than the Chuck E. Cheese brand exit. It's like, no. I don't need to see an ID. You're too small. Go back.
Yeah. If you're below this height, you can't leave.
It's like reverse ride requirements at Disney. Yeah. Yes. Like, if you're below this height, you cannot exit the building.
I had to laugh playing Candyland with Sophie.
I told them how she was hustling us.
She let me slide. So you weren't there, right? So after we cut my birthday cake and everything, right? She realized that it was my birthday.
But she also like blew out your candles for you.
Yeah, she did. Even though I told her not to. But I mean, she's a kid. So then I just lit a bunch of candles for all of them to blow out because I figured that would leave, like, everybody was handled. At that point.
Except my kid who was like,
Happy birthday.
Peace out. I don't want to be here.
So after we cut the cake, Sophie was like, oh, I want to play Candyland again. And I was like, okay, I'll go play Candyland again. And this time it was me and Vanessa and Link and Oliver and Sophie. So we were there and she actually handed me the deck. She was like, you could play. And I was like, what?
That's like being knighted.
I was like, all right. So we're playing regular, but I can see her non-excitement as I was winning because of just the randomness of the cards, right? So the randomness of the cards literally put me...
That's not how this is supposed to go.
It's not. And I could see her just like getting like, she's not talking anymore. She's not having fun with this.
Yeah, she's getting mad.
She's just like, and she's like, way in the back.
Sorry, oh, Fanny.
I was just waving with you for no reason. Just gonna wave.
Welcome. Is that Manny?
Everybody else was waving.
Is that Manny?
Yes.
Manny, Fanny, and Lisa just got here. Hi, friend.
Hey.
Hi, friends.
Oh, good. Manny, I need you to teach my kid how to swim.
So, yeah. So then I kind of rigged it so that she would get a little bit closer to me so that she would feel like she was more in it. Because Link was only jumping in to move his character and then going back to building the house that him and I had been building for a long time. But she won. I was just like,
yeah, see,
you won. Fair and square, because I, for the most part, you really did reach there. But I was like, I felt so special when she handed me the deck. I was just like,
you got a birthday gift. That was a gift.
I did. I know, but it was so funny. I was super distracted by all of them. Like, I was supposed to be playing Magic, and all of them at one point were like, Q, Q, Q. And I was like, okay, they're more entertaining right now.
They're cute, they're little, and like, Nathan would like, they were, you guys were recording Talking Geek, and Nathan just like, jumps up on stage right before you guys got here with the kids. Nathan just walks up on stage, sits down next to Jeff, and he's like,
yeah,
hi.
He's a little podcaster of America, like
I
a future podcaster.
All your kids. They're all
I had to hang my head in shame with Link for a minute, though.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I felt so bad.
But don't, because here's the thing. Like,
what happened?
And I'd rather him be educated, and I would rather him learn from you.
Oh. Right,
because
right.
You're going to say the right thing.
Right.
So Link, Link asks you.
Yeah.
So bad.
So
Link asked you.
He waited a while, though. We had already had a rapport before he asked the question. So I feel like he waited until he thought he could have enough confidence in asking me, which is already speaks a lot for his age. He was like, so go.
He goes up to Q and he like, I saw it. And he like hesitated for a second and he goes, are you a boy or a girl?
Wait, but I ran this by Lisa when we went. We were like, when I left, I met up with them and I just came back and I asked her about it. And she says that she's been asking everybody.
He does. He asked
her. He asked her. And then she goes, I'm a boy. And she goes, no, you're not. You're a girl. So I think it's like a thing he's doing.
He does because they are in school. They do learn about like gender and like they teach them like what girls wear and what boys wear and stuff. But Q is a little androgynous.
Yeah.
And, you know, and purposefully so.
Yeah, purpose. Like I know fully well what I'm showing the world, so that's why
I've seen you in like quote unquote costume, like when you dress up for the magicians,
like I've seen you more.
Oh yeah, I've gone way further, right. And I've done both, but I, for the most part, I'm running the middle.
Today you're like today you're pretty in the middle. So
wait, so Dave goes Link, she has boobs. And then since I'm an asshole, I go, so do you. That doesn't mean anything.
Why did no one literally just say, Lincoln, you can ask somebody if they're white.
That's funny. Oh my God, Karen, you can't ask white people white.
You can't. Why did we not
kids
mean
see
girls
the darnest
that
thing.
Moment?
I felt,
mean girls
I
it.
Felt
I know,
really
and
bad.
I saw you. Okay, so the funny thing is the way that he asked me where he was standing, I could see you behind him. And I literally saw Steph just drop her head shame in her hands. Like, what am I
going
to do?
No. And I covered my face and I was like, Earth? Now's the time. Remember how we talk all the time? This is one of those moments.
But it was super cool. I looked at him and he asked me and I was like,
but you
I'm
are
a
the
girl.
You're the perfect person
but
that to happen.
That if he's going to do that, like if he's
cool.
going to like ask somebody who's,
it was
who's
me.
LGBT,
least,
if he's going to ask somebody who's LGBT, I wanted to be someone that's first of all someone that we know, and I wanted to be someone that's going to give him an honest answer and that's not going to be offended by it and that's not going to judge him for asking that, and I'd rather it be someone that's going to give him an educated answer and something, and that was it, and that was the end of the moment, and he was like, okay, cool, and he just like went on about his business.
I literally looked at him and I said, no, I'm a girl, but I know that I like boy things, and that's what I said because he's so young that that's what he's correlating. I'm playing with houses. I have a boy haircut. I'm playing cards with all his daddy friends. Like, you know what I mean? So it's understandable that I'd like, in his mind and what he's being taught for what boys wear or right. what boys do, that he sees that I'm doing boyish things. So, no, I'm a girl. I just like, I like boy things like you. And he was just like, cool. And then ran off and then came back with his wand. Like, it was just like,
I think he's just asking to like calibrate who's who.
Right.
Yeah, but you like, know, because like, you said they're teaching him, yeah, right?
Like
right.
Nathan right now in school, like Nathan is learning pronouns.
Right.
Like he's dealing with that right now and he's still a little bit, and he's been a little bit confused on some things because like he'll like do he, she. Like my kid has a Pinkie Pie, one of the My Little Ponies, because my kid's a brony. He loves fucking My Little Pony. And one of them,
Lincoln is starting to like it because I forgot what it was the other day, but he was like, oh, that's the ponies. I want to watch that.
It's funny as hell. Vanessa and Neri were not wrong. It is funny if
we
you actually
seen
it watch
yet, but
it.
He said something and I was, and I mentioned it to David and I was like, everybody really raves about the ponies. Like, yeah. It's really great.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, we started watching, like Nathan was watching it and I was laughing. Like I was literally, and Nathan's like on the floor laughing.
Was it confusing for him because it's a pony and pink, but it's a boy?
That's his thing. Like
his
he
moment is
yeah,
confused.
He has the
Pinkie
pink
Pie
one.
Boy.
Yeah, Pinkie Pie's. The thing is, Pinkie Pie is a girl, I think, but it's a horse.
Right. So you're like,
so
do I appropriate
Nate
this? Or
like,
it's an it.
Yeah. So he like, he'll tell me, oh, because he, and honestly, the reason he bought it, like wanted it, not that he bought it, because
you
my
bought
money,
it, clearly,
is because it's a mermaid. It's a fucking mermaid horse. Like, it
so
swims
likes,
in the
mermaids.
Sub. And, oh, he loves
How
anything.
How does that work?
I don't know. It's and listen, Nathan. Right now, anything that
magic.
Floats in the bathtub with him.
Exactly. I mean, look, they're talking ponies. Really.
Listen, Nathan's got about
oh,
another
you've
year.
Oh, you never met a talking pony before.
Me. Is it Tuesday? No, I haven't met one yet.
The kid's got
have
about another year.
I have a link story okay. when we're done with this.
The kid's got about another year of yeah. like bath time.
Yes.
Like straight up, like I'm gonna hang out and.
Oh my
play.
God, he's so much fun when he's taking a bath.
He is. He's hysterical. Like that's like.
His it, moment.
Because like, my nephew's turning 7 this year. And my nephew's fucking no fun anymore.
Right.
Because he wants to shower. He wants to be a big boy. Like, it's the, like a like right now, after we left here, we took him home. Right before they picked him up, Nathan, I was like, Nathan, it's bath time. Come on. He took a bath. And my nephew was like, why is he taking a bath? Like, all he needs to do is get in the shower.
Yeah.
And Nathan was like,
This is my time, buddy. Don't talk
time.
To me about this.
It's me time.
Yeah, and like anything that will like float and swim
underwater.
I'm about
to rain in these bubbles.
And the thing, listen, it floats, it flaps its tail, it lights up.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Have you tried a bath bomb with your kid in the... Like,
not a bath bomb. I don't... I have to go to Lush and buy one.
I was
going to
say Lush, at least where it's a natural one. Because
I know where it is. Like all the ones that I've seen are like are accessible are like... At like regular stores or
Ross.
Oh,
because
Ross
if you
like
have
that.
Like a skin allergy, they could...
He's a sensitive skin. He has sensitive skin, so I don't want to deal with it.
My
but,
bad.
Yeah, so I haven't done that yet. But he likes... I used to have all these like... I've done the glow stick thing. That you like crack a bunch of glow sticks and you just throw in the water and turn off the lights. He has like bathtub parties.
He's
good
got a bath
rave.
Yeah.
Like,
I wish I had a bath rave
in his bathtub.
Yeah, he does.
Say,
he loves
bath
it. So he'll tell me he's like yeah,
that's the life, bro.
That's Pinkie Pie. He does this. He does that. And I'm like, Papa, is Pinkie Pie a girl or a boy? He goes, oh, Pinkie Pie's a girl. Okay, but she does this. Yeah, he does that. And like he'll correct
right.
me. Like he'll tell me that. So I'm like,
because
I just
horses,
let him go.
He does. I mean. I told Steph this. I was just like, I get asked that more often than you think, and I've gotten asked that on every spectrum of age, always. But I always get mostly, of course, the little kids. They don't understand what society tells them is a boy or girl. At least he didn't look at me like he looked at your other friend and said, nah-uh, when I said that I was a girl, because he could have been like, nah-uh. But he was like, no, I kind of accept what it is that you just said. I've had little kids go, nah, you're a boy. And I'm like, no, I kind of know. Like, it's one of those things you just know, you know? And I know, but it really depends. But he took it like a champ, and I always laugh when people are like, oh, how do you explain that to your kid? And you'd be surprised how easy they take what you say and just understand, because they don't have this bitter world filter
right.
that they're looking through. It's yeah. just, oh, cool. And I'm going to run off and play in La La Land.
That's
friend.
Why
that's
I love hanging out with kids, because it's like super easy with
yeah.
them. It's like they like you or they don't.
Yeah, yeah. My
Very
friend
simple.
That's trans has told me that kids, when kids have asked her what the situation is, and she's explained it to them that she was born a boy and then later became a girl, that they basically take it at face value. And
yeah,
but that's
they don't,
what it is, because
they don't
like, historically,
it
like
okay.
if you want to yeah. go back like whatever, 25, 30 years, the whole, you know, LGBTQ community was got steam in the 90s. And, like, if you were growing up in the 90s, it was, like, normal for right. you to, like, have a RuPaul or that Pedro guy from Real World. Or,
listen, that's well, still that rough.
Was, and Ellen I'm glad you brought up and Pedro and Grace. From the Real World, because I think that that was like, the first moment.
Correct.
That it was right after the main AIDS epidemic and seeing AIDS in a different
that
light.
That still hurts. Like, and then Pedro watching, still fucking
but,
hurts.
Well, and then I'm, watching Pedro's relationship correct. Is what changed people's and I, like, oh, okay, they're people, like, correct. In love with somebody yeah. who's got to take care of correct. Them doing this stuff.
They're not, just, they shouldn't be objectified just because of their sexual orientation.
Right.
And if you're growing up in that environment, then it's normalized. It's like, oh, okay, you, it's easier to accept. Like, I'll be honest, even though I'm very accepting, I still, like, cognitively, I struggle with the trans
thing, a lot of people do.
But I support them and I want everything that they want for themselves, absolutely. But I still, but why? Because it's just now becoming yes. A thing that we're, a conversation that we're having.
Yeah, 15 years from now, the people who grew up in this correct. Era will feel right. like that's
which
nothing.
Is good. As long yeah. as we're talking about it, then that's progress.
And the way that I see it is this, and I'm glad that you brought that up, is just like, I've had this conversation with other people in either the gay or lesbian world, where even some older school lesbians and gays don't necessarily understand the transgendered world. But my lack of understanding doesn't equate to a lack of thinking you have rights.
Correct.
I believe you have your yes. rights and you should mm-hmm. do whatever you want.
Yes.
Even if I don't understand whatever it is you're
correct.
Going through.
Right.
And that's, I think, the most like important part in breaching a conversation or in having yeah. a conversation is you don't need to understand
correct.
It to understand that they deserve that.
I am
that
such
deserve that.
I'm a yes gift right now so much.
You are. See, because like I have friends that like old school lesbians.
Yeah, yeah. I have no other term for that.
I don't know. Yeah, like old, yeah, and like they don't get bisexuality.
You see? And
it's not even as difficult to wrap your head around trans for them. Like bi, that's even to me. I'm like, no. They're I mean, you do what you want to do. But, right. you know, to them, it's like that. And that just shows people that are in the community have issues. So obviously people that are outside of the community
are even gonna have even more.
Have issues. So yeah, fine. But the basic underlying of everything is just let people do what they fucking
yeah,
want.
Yeah, correct. I mean, and that happens to even me when I was first like realizing that I was into women and all of that other stuff. I still had a hard time understanding like why women bought strap-ons. I was like, what's the fucking point of that? For that, I just sleep with a dude.
Please
like,
refer,
it was,
please refer to Lesbian Adjacent yes, Part exactly. 1 and 2.
Refer to that. But that's really what it was. So I can understand. That's why when I have conversations with other people, I'm like, I don't expect you to understand it. It's a complicated world for you, even for me in it and for you that are outside of it. It's super convoluted. You can't understand. I chose to tell my mom that I was a lesbian instead of bi because that was just going to make her way
more
too
confused.
And so it was yeah, just easier for me to just be like,
bring
you know
her
what?
In.
Let's
bring
eliminate one whole sex from yeah. the equation. That way you're kind of hyper-focused on the other one. And then if it happens, great, but I'm not trying to get, you know, you're not trying to shove dick in my mouth. Like, that's not...
That's what would happen. She'd be like,
it
oh, so you're still open to...
Oh, so it's just you're experimenting. It just becomes so much more. So I don't get... I no longer... I've had to get so accustomed that if I want to look like this in the society that we live in, then I need to be willing to hear questions.
Correct.
Because it's just... I'm so outside of the norm that if I'm not willing to accept it, then what am I like? What am I doing? Like, I feel like it's yeah. my part then in all of this is to be able to tell you... No, you know, I'm still a girl, and I'm actually more girly in certain things than an emotional level. I'm way more girly than Vanessa. I'm super sentimental. Everything fucking hurts me. I always wonder if other people like me. Like, men in my head, totally fucking female. She's the one that's like, I don't give a fuck. She's like a guy in that aspect. She doesn't give a shit. She has no feelings. We were talking about Infinity Wars, and I said to somebody, you're going to need tissues, right? You're going to need tissues. Vanessa was like, no, you're not. And I was like, that's because you don't feel.
Yes, that's Stephanie.
I get it. I know you do.
And shut I'm up, saying, because you had reactions.
I did in Infinity War.
We don't... I don't know that we
can't talk about it.
We can't talk about it.
Four of us have said. I mean, well,
but not everybody has. We're on speaker.
But
yes.
They can hear us.
Are they paying attention?
Can they hear
us?
They can't hear us.
But let's not. Just in case.
I got a little
look,
teary.
Steph,
one part.
Fanny, Manny, and Lisa haven't.
I'm not going to say anything specific. I got a little teary in one part.
She felt emotion. She was there.
It reminds me. I correlate it with my son, but yeah. That's about it. Like
no. Vanessa was just like, she was like, that's. I was like, I guess because you don't feel. And even I can understand that as another geek, especially, would need tissues in certain moments. You know, like, I wasn't there bawling either. Like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. I know, but you have different reasons for it. Like, your reasons.
I'm still not dealing with it. I want you to know that I was sitting next to her. And there's a certain moment that happens.
Anybody, this is going to come out in like 2 weeks. If you haven't seen fucking Avengers by then, get your ass there.
Yeah. And
then,
but we're not going to say anything. We're not going to say anything,
but just
in case.
There's a moment in the movie.
Yeah.
We that know Christy know that happens that.
Oh, Jenga. Jenga always feels like if somebody.
Everybody okay? Yeah. Everybody's good? And good.
Jenga, whenever Jenga happens, you feel that like the world has ended.
I don't know. I don't care about those games. Nobody,
so you were sitting next to her.
So I'm sitting next to her yesterday, and there's a moment that happens. And honestly, like, my friend next to Christy, it sounded like somebody had punched her in the stomach. And I grabbed her arm, and I was like, it's okay. They're going to fix it. They're going to fix it. She's like, but. And I'm like, they're going to fix it, babe.
Christy,
don't worry.
You know he's contract for like 12 and movies,
like,
right?
And like the Spoilers. Rest. The remainder of the movie, every time she was like in tears, and I'm like, they're gonna fix it, they're gonna fix it, they're gonna fix it. And oddly enough, I was like the boner killer because I was sitting between Jeff and Christy.
Oh, wow, okay.
And Jeff was like brick, like did not give up. He was laughing at me because the movie ended and I was like shook.
Yeah, I know.
Shook. And I'm like, can you go hug your wife, please? She's just been through some shit right now.
I know. Sometimes I feel like that's also like the curse of being like an uber geek that reads comic books and all that stuff, because as much as certain things in the movie shocked me, I went in with a preconceived notion of I knew what was going to happen. So when certain things happened, it was like, okay, good. They did that really well. I knew it was coming, but they executed
every once
it
in a while,
fantastically.
Every once in a while, I leaned over to David. I'm like, how are you doing? Are you okay? Yeah. Like every like 20, 30 minutes, I was like, how are we doing?
Yeah.
I had to like, pasame la mano.
There was a few moments where I do this epic thing where normally I watch the movie and I'm leaning back. You know that I'm super anxious because I move forward
I
go on my knees and I'm like, oh my God. And then Vanessa did the calm. Like, I felt like very much like Scarlett Johansson and the Hulk. And
she's
like,
yeah, the sun's going real low, baby.
And I was just like, I'm fine, I'm fine. It's fine, it's fine. No, it's not fine. Nothing's fine. Nothing is fine.
Yeah. The whole world fell apart.
No, like, and here's the reason that it was such a thing is that, so Jeff all day was having this, I'm not ready. He was like, I can't do this. I can't watch. I'm not ready for what's going to happen. Because he had this whole thing, and I was like, stop being a fucking baby. We know what's gonna happen. Yep. Just let it fucking go.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And then...
Fuck me.
Yeah, I fucked you.
Because
she was the one that was emotionally distraught.
I was distraught. My mother was sitting next to me. My mother, who is super like, what happened? Who's that guy? What's this? But my mother, like, I sat in silence, and my mother just, like, looked at me, and she didn't even try to fucking talk to me.
She was like, forget it. We can't even talk about this right now.
My mother didn't even try, because she knows, and she just looked at me, and she's like...
I was so glad that I got joined in on your chat, because when me and Vanessa got home... Vanessa watches all the movies with me, but she doesn't, like, know the story, follow up on all that stuff. She kind of knows what's going on. She goes to all the movies with me, but I'm the one that'll watch them, like, 10 or 15 times. So I understand that better. So I get home, and I'm like, I want to get super geek with you, and I know that I can't. I can only talk about like what actually happened in this movie, but not like what it means for future movies and how it's going to come back and why that one line was really important.
You mean my house and Stephanie's house?
Right. Which is why when I got introduced to the chat that I was like, I literally went back in your backlog from when I was
what
invited.
What did you say?
And I read everything.
Wait. But I think the first thing that Q said was, hi, my name is Q, and I've been personally victimized by Infinity War.
GIF of the Mean Girls, raise your hand if you've been personally victimized. Yes. But like, raise your hand if you've been personally victimized.
Somebody needs to do that.
No,
yeah.
And that's
by Monday.
Hello, my name is Q, and this is what happened.
So the gift was started by Jeff. I mean, not the gift.
Was started by
Jeff. And throughout, I think Jeff and Kirstie were I actually think Mike was the first one to see it because he went like early as fuck in the. I don't know how he saw it so early.
Yeah.
I guess just because New York.
Mercadal saw it on Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, he saw it Thursday night? Okay, that's
and you guys I'm pretty sure Mercadal saw it Thursday.
So they saw it Friday at like 10 in the morning. David and I saw it Friday.
At the same time as us.
I think we saw it maybe like 20 minutes before you did.
Before, yeah, because I even asked you, I was on my way to the theater when you said you were getting popcorn. So I was like, what theater are you at? Because this would be crazy for at the same movie theater. And then,
no, because you guys went up in West Palm. Where you?
No, we came here in the Falls, but you guys were Palace.
So we were at Palace. And so we were like sitting down as you guys were like getting ready.
Yeah.
So we got out like half an hour before you did. And then Steph lives in the future.
Yeah, she does.
So
yeah,
she had already been dying for like I don't know how long.
Since Wednesday.
Well, because Australia Steph.
Yeah, Australia Steph was since Wednesday because that was her Thursday. So she saw it at midnight her Thursday.
Yeah, and she's been dying apparently. She was like, I just want to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
So we just kept trickling into this chat. Neri saw it today.
That's right. No, and
I haven't heard a peep.
From
him. But he had to get back on the ship.
He has to get back on the ship, and we've been here in the game con. So
and I don't think he knows about our side chat. Jeff hasn't put him in.
Yeah, because Jeff didn't put him in,
and he didn't comment in the. Because what happened was, I went into the game con event, and I said, "Holy crap, what a movie!" And immediately Jeff added me to that chat, and I was like, "Fantastic!" So
it's
that
like you
I
got
can go
sucked into the other.
I was just like,
it's
"Yes!"
You know what it reminded me of, that like that scene in Toy Story 3 where Buzz finds like the secret poker game that they have.
Oh yes,
that's what this little chat reminds me of.
But I actually went back and scrolled all the way up and read every theory, what everybody had to say, so that I kind of like I was like, "Yeah, this is feeding my geek about this movie." Because unfortunately, who I normally run to, which is Bear, he hasn't seen it yet. He can't see it until Monday. So I was just like, this is going to take so long, and I'm going to have to hold it.
Well, I don't really like
so
care
long.
Geek-wise. I just have FOMO, and I want to be included. So I just want to
you guys had little insights, little moments that you catch things that like sometimes we're so wrapped up in like, how is this tied to the comic book? And we kind of already know that we're going, that we sometimes miss things. Like, I had originally, and you missed it too, and I'm glad I wasn't the only one. I missed the Arrested Development callback.
Everybody saw it at the end, because if you're watching Avengers.
If you're watching the credits, it said, oh, Arrested Development.
Yeah, I saw that.
Courtesy, whatever.
What was that from? And I kept going back in my brain, but so much shit happened that I was like, I don't know what part that was. I couldn't even tell you what part that was. And then, who was it that called? Mike. Mike was the one.
No, Mike said it was Starcar, but Starcar was in Civil War. And then Jeff figured out that Tobias Fuke
Jeff found the article.
Is in the collector's.
Oh.
In the fake. Never mind.
Yeah.
In that part
of the collectors. Everybody knows that Benicio
del Toro. If you haven't seen, you should fucking see by now.
Benicio del Toro's in the movie. Everybody knows that. When you see Benicio del Toro, look around.
Where the thing happens. It's like when Rachel and Joy are trying to like not spoil the books for each other. This is a movie that I want to put in the freezer. Let me just say that. Kirstie, did you not have like an epic story you wanted to share?
Yes. Okay.
Let's stop talking about Infinity War before we ruin it.
Yeah. So this is not my story, but this is a fucking epic story. If you have not heard this story, you're welcome.
Where are we at?
We are at 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So we'll talk about this and then we can probably wrap up because we don't want to super
Okay. Because this story is fucking epic. So if you have not heard this story yet, it was circulating around the news. There is a girl, a woman, 20s, millennial.
Is she not a girl, not yet a woman?
She's a millennial.
I had to.
Because half the article said millennial. Because they're like really hitting on her ass for being in her 20s. Whatever.
Can I get a specific age?
I'm going to go with 26. I don't know what's happening, but 26 is what I'm going
22.
With.
22.
I'm not 100% sure. I will probably tell you from the look of her, early 20s.
Because
she looks very young. I can actually Google it in a minute after because I got the story up right now. So, this girl... The title of the story is that she delivered her own baby using a YouTube video.
I'm sorry, I gotta lay back for this. I gotta lay back for this.
I need more wine.
So I'm gonna give you the play-by-play that she gave to Twitter.
Oh my God.
She live tweeted her birth?
People have live tweeted
births. No, she didn't live tweet the birth, but the story came out, and then she went on Twitter to,
like, when you start doing those threat stories. Those threat stories?
Yes. Just because they've done the live tweet of the birth doesn't mean that that's, like,
a normal thing.
Like, focus on your vagina for a bit.
My only point is that it's, like, it's not unheard of.
Well, and that's a problem, Stephanie. That is a fucking problem.
Well, she was busy because she was the only one in the room.
Right, watching her YouTube video.
She was the only one in the room where it happened.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Jesus, take the wheel. Go ahead.
So, basically,
now, I have this really pregnant woman with her water breaking, trying to get on her computer
and her
on her belly.
Pro, like,
www.youtube.com. How to have a baby.
You have no idea where I'm going with this.
It's story time.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with, I'm going to read her tweets. Because the thing is that this happened, the story broke, it came out on the news. And now, then she started, she went on Twitter to basically, quote unquote, defend or explain herself.
Got it.
And I will interject later. Woo, that would have been bad.
That was so close, but you made it. You guys made it. I believe in you.
She goes, her first tweet, I still don't really understand what's so shocking about my delivery story. She goes, so, first of all, I didn't know I was pregnant for a while. She was already in her third trimester.
And when she found out she was pregnant,
yes.
What did she think?
Have
she had
seen that show? Have you not seen that show?
It happens a lot. I know someone personally.
That happened too.
Yeah, same here. I know someone.
You haven't seen that show?
I know.
I have, and I never understand.
And here she goes.
I don't want to be judgy, so let me listen.
To the person that I know that happened to, she says that she never understood how people didn't know that until it happened to her.
Yeah, and she says, and before you ask, the birth control I was on made it so I didn't have a cycle every month.
Ah, okay.
So not having a period wasn't an indicator on
top. There are birth controls that only get your period once every quarterly. Like,
yeah, quarterly.
Every
on top of that, she didn't gain any weight.
Okay.
So, which happens.
Yeah. So I find out I'm pregnant. Then I'm in denial for another month. So third trimester is month.
She pegged it.
Six months. Yeah.
She pegged it. Season one of Mad Men.
Yeah. So she was in denial. It's like, okay. So then I'm in denial for another month.
Only good things happen when you're in denial.
Yeah.
Let me just say.
So then I'm in denial for another month. After that, there's no way a bitch is preggo. At this point, I'm working in Virginia and away from everyone, so I decided not to tell anyone. My dumb ass was like, maybe it'll just go away.
Okay, she's 22. You're right. She's 22. Yeah. You're right. 22.
So I had already.
That's how these things resolve.
Yeah, exactly.
But okay.
So I had already purchased tickets for a vacation in Germany. Oh, no, bitches. I told you this shit goes crazy. And your girl was not about to waste international flight money.
I like her that she talks about herself in the third person.
Yeah.
Only good people talk about themselves in the third person. So the only person that's allowed to talk about themselves in the third person is Terry from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Everyone else can sit the fuck down.
So Q agrees with this.
Yes. So I was like,
Yes, I support that.
So I was like, if the baby comes on time, I should be all good in the hood so I can come home for 2 seconds before hopping on my flight to Germany.
Oh, you know, just popping out them kids, pack them bags, and I'm out.
So everything is going well, no biggie, but dog, this is a 14-hour flight, and there was a complimentary meal, but everything had meat in it, and you know I'm a vegetarian, so I was like, I can't eat this. But 14 hours was too long to wait, so I decided to eat the salmon, hoping I wouldn't get sick. I'm like, oh shit, where are these cramps coming from? You know what? I'm just going to go to sleep. Sleep cures everything, right?
Oh my God.
I'm literally gripping the railing, trying to make it through.
A baby sucked in that airport bathroom. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I'm literally gripping the rails, trying to make it through the lines at customs. At this point, I feel like I'm about to pass out. I'm sweating. I feel like I have to vomit. I'm going through it. Then I go, wait a minute, bitch. Are you in labor?
It ain't the meat sweats. You ain't got the meat sweats.
Oh my God.
You got the pregnancy sweat.
There's no hope on the planet. Continue.
So my dumb ass. So my ass decides, I said dumbass because that's what I felt. No, so my ass decides to Google it. The internet was like, well, my good sis, the only thing different between labor and Braxton Hicks is your water breaking. This was completely not helpful. So now I got to wait until then to know if this is legit or not. Either way, it goes, I'm not giving birth in this airport, so I start gassing myself up like I'm not having a baby in the airport. I start talking to myself like, bitch, what you're not going to do is give birth on an airport floor, so you need to get it together and make it to your hotel. I made it to my hotel, and now I'm sure I'm in labor. There is no way in the world I'm not in labor because I can barely stand up at this point. So I'm in a foreign country where no one speaks English, and I don't know the country's emergency number, and I have no clue what to do.
I'm pretty sure 911 is the same everywhere.
It's actually not.
In
some places it's 112. In some places it's 411.
Oh, I thought that was like the
no.
same everywhere.
But I'm pretty sure that at any hotel, you dial zero, yeah. and you're going to get some bitch who's going to get the right number for you.
Wait, definitely, if you're in a hotel,
there's somebody that speaks English in a
front
hotel.
Desk
not even. When you checked in?
Yeah, you were like, hey, I might be in labor.
Help.
Maybe.
So, why are you in Germany? You should have stayed home.
She wasn't going to waste that international flight money.
It's like, my sis.
Because, well, finish this and then we'll talk.
Yes.
So in true millennial form, I decided to YouTube it. If no one else had my back, the internet would. So here my ass is in my hotel room by my lonesome, learning how to deliver my own baby. So, yo, it's game time. I don't have time to be nervous. It's time to get shit done. I spring into action, filling up the tub with warm water, hashtag water birth, grabbing a towel to bite down.
Like she fucking planned it that way. Bitch, you had no choice.
Yes, yeah, seriously. Grabbing a towel to wrap him or her up with whenever it pops out. So anyway, I strip down and climb into the tub. The internet said there was a couple of different positions that people find the most comfortable. I picked the one that worked for me, and I was like, okay, boom, let's birth this baby. So the internet said I shouldn't start pushing until my contractions were 2 minutes apart because you don't want to exhaust yourself too early and then not have energy when the kid's ready to come. And I'm like, okay, bitch, you got a timer on your phone. You can do this. I love the fact that she just keeps calling herself bitch. My contractions were already at a minute and apart. LOL, I was late as hell. I barely made it to my room, so I threw the towel in my mouth, started pushing, and I have never felt any pain like this in my life. I felt like I was being slit open. Where was my epidural?
Yeah, no, that's what
it's- Where was
yeah.
your epidural that's- in your hometown with your OBGYN that you never fucking went to?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm angry.
Luckily, it happened pretty quick. I only had to push about 5 or 6 times before a baby pops out. LOL. Now, let me tell you, babies are buoyant. The little joker said bloop and floated right up to the top of the water.
Oh my God.
At this point, I had no clue what the sex of the baby is. So after catching my breath, I lifted up like, what is it? So I clean up the bathroom, breastfed my baby, and go to sleep.
Wait, what about the umbilical cord? She just missed that. Still attached.
You have to deliver your placenta.
So, I know because I've read this story before that she... After she had the baby and the baby was on her breastfeeding, she Googled what to do about the placenta and she massaged her stomach until it came out. And she Googled the best way to cut and clamp an umbilical cord. And she used shoelaces to clamp the umbilical cord and then she cut it. I've read that part. I don't know.
She's resourceful as fuck. I'm going to be real with y'all. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it ain't right, but she did it right.
Yeah,
like, ain't right, but it's right.
No, I did not go to the hospital. I take my ass to bed. So the next day, I woke up before and get ready to go to the airport because I already paid for the cab the night before. And even though I couldn't fly out. Side note, shout out to Turkish Airlines. This was hands-on the best flight attendant service and workers I'd ever experienced. Everybody was so nice. They bought him his first outfit and everything.
You mean you took a naked baby to the airport?
Because he was damn near naked when we arrived.
Of course they were not.
She didn't even go buy him diapers?
No.
What are you talking about? She had a cab ride paid beforehand. She had to basically. Get that cab.
So does this sound like somebody that's fucking planned for like what she's having for lunch tomorrow?
The rest of the story,
she better not meal prep. That bitch better not meal prep.
She does not meal prep. I guarantee that.
So she woke up the next morning, got in a cab, went back to the airport because she was just there on a layover. On her way to Amsterdam or Turkey, I think it was. Or wherever she was at. No, she was at Turkey.
Did she keep going to where she was supposed to go?
She then got on a plane. They took her to the embassy. Got the kid a birth certificate. Because it's a U.S. citizen.
Right.
Then got her on a plane. And she went and continued her trip to Germany. to then to visit the family or friends that she was going to go see with the kid days old.
Stop.
So, yes, ma'am.
I have had a long theory, like a long-standing theory, that if you want to procreate, you should be able to pass a standardized test the same way that you need to apply for a fucking license or a social security, because some people should not procreate.
Bitch is resourceful, though.
No, she mad resourceful.
Because of the internet. But she's resourceful because she had no other choice, because she could have stayed home and gone to the emergency room.
Let's be real. She was resourceful at the last minute because for like, she said, once she found out, she was still like, nah, for like a month. And then afterwards, she was still like, but who cares? But, you know, like, so there was time where she was just like, let me not be resourceful at all.
Correct. She chose to be like, I'm not pregnant, so it's going to go away like the fucking flu. But the thing is that, okay, so let's suspend reality.
I got a
casual
sperm. It's gone in a week. Don't worry about it.
Let's suspend reality for a second. OBGYNs won't, and I work in the medical field, that's why I know this, not because of like personal experience, but OBGYNs won't accept you if you're past a certain amount of weeks, because then they assume the liability of anything being wrong with your kid, even though you're the one that went to them.
Right.
This is just shit that I know because it's the industry I work in.
Yeah.
So let's assume that she's like, I couldn't find a doctor. Correct. You can go to the fucking emergency room.
Yeah, so I was going
to
say, there's an ER.
They'll do an ultrasound, and then they'll fucking recommend somebody for you that, because you were in the emergency room, they have to take on your case.
Right. Yeah. There's a loophole in the system.
You couldn't Google that shit when you were figuring out that you were pregnant?
Here's my problem with the story. Well, I mean, I have a lot of problems with the story.
Aren't you glad I brought this story into your life?
I'm so glad, because it's like, it's just mind-boggling to me, because I'm like, I'm the kind of person that, like, I can't wait to be pregnant and all that. So, like, then I feel like I would be super type A. Like, and this is the time that I'm waking up because I have to have this diet and do this thing. So this bitch just going on an airplane and deciding that she rode it out for 14 hours. I got to give her props, because she was already going into contractions before she jumped on the plane, to then jump on that plane and be on it for 14 hours and still make it to the hotel. I just find it crazy that the baby is buoyant. Like, this is what you were like noting in your head. Like, look at that. He just floated. Like, I don't even know if it's he or she. I don't think
it's a boy.
I don't sense any kind of regret in her story.
Yeah, because she's like, this is post-baby.
Look how I figured this out. Well, yes.
She starts off by saying, I don't understand what the problem with my birth story is.
Yeah, this is post-baby. This whole story that I just told you is post-baby.
The whole story's bad.
And FYI, what I didn't lead you guys to know is, every single one of her her tweets is accompanied by
a gif.
No, I am so glad that I now have a face to go with what that story was. Because I was not sure,
you know,
for
what?
A second.
No, that's not her. That's not her. That's not her.
You know what?
That's a gif.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, but she's Kim too.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, no. If I show you a picture of this girl, you want to slap her.
Let me tell you
because
something.
Please show me a picture.
She's one of these. Every picture of her. Wait, hold on. Every single picture of her that she posted, it's her with the baby, peace signing it up and sticking out her tongue.
She's definitely 22.
Okay,
21.
So on the tail of that, let me piggyback on that. I'm personally on the fence on whether or not I want to procreate. However, because I feel like for a lot of reasons, I may not be equipped for it.
Right.
However, this story, I feel very qualified.
I could be a great parent. I would be great.
I mean, I know enough to go to a doctor. I'm already ahead of the curve here.
I just find it so crazy that she would go to sleep afterwards and like worry about things like the next day. Like, let me just handle this and not. That's just crazy to me. Like, it's just, I'm still having a hard time wrapping my head about it. And just imagining this girl who's got this baby basically crowning as she's checking into the hotel. Enough time to still warm up the water, but then, like, didn't make it to the tub. She almost didn't make it to the tub. Is that what she said?
Barely.
No, she had it in the tub because remember, the baby's buoyant.
Yeah, but she said it was barely, like, she barely made it there. She just had to straight stick the towel in her mouth to bite down.
Basically.
Please show me a picture. That's insane.
Well, let me tell you a few things. First of all, my mother, growing up, my mom worked for US Airlines for 25 years. You can be refunded for pregnancy if you become pregnant, because you can buy flights 6 months out. So if you become pregnant and you're past your 24 week,
then you can't fly.
You can't fly. You can be refunded your money. So there's your fucking, I don't want to waste an international flight. bullshit because you could have just Googled.
Yeah.
Because there are certain things, even though tickets are non-refundable, like for Met, there's certain.
Like deaths in the family, there's things certain, like that.
Very few circumstances.
I just
found out I
was pregnant. Like that.
There
seems
are very
to be
few
like,
circumstances, but there are like a handful of circumstances where you can get a flight refunded. Medical emergencies, surgeries that come up that are like within the time of your whatever, deaths, shit like that, that you can get refunded.
Yeah.
It's a fucking bitch to get it done because you have to submit all kinds of paperwork.
But I mean, she's resourceful. She could have done it.
But it can get done.
My head Missy's hurts still so like, much.
Like tapping her eye and her forehead.
I
like,
mean,
I
now
believe.
I feel like I could have a kid.
I'm
like,
pretty sure anybody in this building can have a kid now.
Because step one, go to the doctor.
That's scary. It I is just scary. Met Suarez. That's scary.
You know what? So. Honestly, I think that, I mean, props to her for being resourceful. She could have been an asshole and not even try to go on the.
I know,
she
but
also,
like,
kept I'm the sorry. Kid with her. She could have like, dumped
sorry.
It in a dumpster in the back of an alley.
I'm sorry. Correction.
I agree. But, like, the anxiety in me is, like, it's a great story to tell right now because everything worked out.
Right,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? It's though that kind of. But if there had been a complication,
that's hostile
if the
shit.
Baby, well, what, but if the baby had been born with the umbilical cord around you, the north,
because
like
that's
neck.
Because it worked out. Because like I think about these things all the time. Because like I had a natural delivery, Christy had a natural delivery, but I think about someone like Vanessa who labored for 22 hours with Sophie and ended up having a C-section because. But I think about situations like that before. Modern medicine,
yeah,
those are the women that used to die in childbirth,
yeah.
Because babies wouldn't come out,
right?
Because there were complications or whatever, and those are the children that used to die in childbirth, and those are the women that used to die in childbirth. Like, you're so lucky
that this is what happened.
This is what happened.
So that's why another like I have another problem with like the way that she's making, because of course she's like gloating about this with gifts of Kim K and all this other crap, but really like you should be. It's one of those things again. Like I know so many friends who have had miscarriages or who are infertile and can't have kids, and that would take this situation so
you know what
seriously. Yeah. And here you are talking about I just tied a shoelace around that umbilical cord and went to sleep. Like that for me is like you have no idea how lucky
correct.
You really are
right.
That this baby is healthy, that you're in Germany and still able to do your vacation,
right.
And that nothing happened to you or the child. Like the baby didn't come out breech because that could have happened.
She didn't know she was pregnant, which means she didn't take any pregnancy. Natals, which means
she didn't know until she knew and then did nothing.
And I think that honestly for me I just feel like pissed for all the moms who have struggled have had
exactly.
a hard labor
yeah
who all the women
or
couples
or getting pregnant
correct
yeah.
or everyone who struggles with fertility or wants to have a family and can't for one reason or another. And like I think that her like I think motivation is what defines all of us, and her motivation like to she could have taken this story and like try to publish it on Huffington Post
yeah
and been like, hey, this is my story, guess what, I fucked up but I figured it out. The fact that you're going on Twitter and adding gifts, and again I'm gonna use my disclaimer that I'm not a mom so I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about,
right?
However, if you're going on Twitter and trying to get this shit trending, and it did, congrats
right.
to you,
so you
and you're doing it with gifts, then you know what, honestly, I feel like this story isn't so much about how like things turned out well. It's not that the story isn't about for her the way she did it. I don't think it was for her to say how things turned out well. I think she was trying to get this shit trending, and she did.
Yeah,
but then
wanted to go viral,
but you
yeah.
still have a kid to take care of. Like, what are you gonna do now?
Well, like every single motivation for her was selfish.
And
the
like,
pretending
this shit
she
is
wasn't
not gonna...
pregnant was selfish. The still wanting to go on her vacation was
correct.
Selfish. Not seeing a doctor. So this is just another selfish tactic.
This shit is not. This shit is not gonna get you on Ellen. So
no,
I don't know
no,
what the.
Oh, it's gonna get her on Ellen. Just like here's
no,
the problem
it's not.
With our society.
No, it's
Ellen.
Not.
It'll get her
and
on
Dr. Phil.
Good Morning America.
No, what's that bitch?
Good Morning America.
Wendy.
It'll
Williams.
Wendy.
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 Wendy. Wendy.
Wendy.
Be like,
No, Ellen is positive shit.
Yeah. See, this is the problem. Is that
had
like
she
this,
done a positive flip? Like, I can't believe I made this choice. I learned that I should have taken this more seriously.
Right.
Then Ellen might have brought her on. But you're again going
Ellen
at it.
Ellen would have bought her house and gotten her. $15,000.
Ellen would have gotten Bye-Bye Baby to donate, to give her a bunch of baby shit. Like, did you just give you a note on a plate?
Yeah.
He's wow, gave me a way to sheet. Break down the fourth wall, bitch. There's a reason why he fucking did that.
Does anybody know it's 10 o'clock?
Yeah, because they have their...
Yeah, we have a lot of things. Yeah. It's
anyway,
game con, guys.
So
yeah, I just wanted to bring this story to your lives.
Well, yes. Thank you and fuck you.
You know what? Tweet at us if you have comments. Email us and comment on our Facebook.
Because this story has left... Listen, I've dealt with this. Then I went to see Avengers. I've just had an emotional roller coaster of a husband.
You want more wine?
You need more wine.
I probably need more wine.
All right. So, oh, sorry. I have to do things. I'm hosting. Shit.
The business.
I'm not used to this.
We need the business.
Okay, so
you can find us on Acast, iTunes, on the Geek Bro Network.
How do you spell Mamas and Merlot?
Wait. MOMMASANDMERLOT at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat.
Email.
Tumblr,
Instagram.
Gmail.com. Sorry. You can talk to us on any social media, on email. You can find us on Geek Bro with our other podcast, Talking Geek, Mount Geekmore, What's Up Bro,
Shiver,
Comedy Fitness, Zeros on Heroes. What else?
What's up, bro? Right.
And soon to be someday in the future ever, Shiver. Seasons and Run or Not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, the Radonauts are fun.
I'm still waiting for Lude Broom and...
tonight would have been a good
Lude
night
Brood
for Lude
is the
Broom.
Sex one?
Yeah.
I have questions for that one.
We gotta do Lude Broom.
I have so many topics for that one.
I know.
It's intense, guys.
Should get that going.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll be back in town. Thanks for tuning in, and cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Bye.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.